Okay, this Gemara and this topic is really the foundation of our custom to light Hanukkah candles, right? And we'd like to go through some of the basics of the Gemara, Tosfos, and the Rambam. There are a lot of side points that come along the way here, and I'm sure that over the course of Hanukkah, there can be a lot more shiurim that will focus on, there's a famous Brisker Rav that explains the Rambam, very, very fascinating explanation. There are a lot of different pieces, which I'm going to leave out for now. Okay, I want to go to the crux, I'm going to get down to the meat and the potatoes to understand it, and I'd like to highlight from there something that I never realized until I learned this Gemara, about what we're accomplishing when we're lighting the Hanukkah candles, even though it's from the ABCs, and I wish I was taught it when I was three. And we'll try to get down to the bottom line from here. Okay, so the Gemara tells us, on Chafal from the Beis and Shabbos, the Gemara says, Tanur Rabban and Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Yishu Beiso. The basic level of lighting Chanukah candles is that no matter how many people you have in your house, let's say we'll use the number 10 for now, because that's the number the Rambam uses, okay? So let's say you have 10 people in your house. On the first night of Hanukkah, you light one candle. On the second night of Hanukkah, you light one candle. On the third night of Hanukkah, you light
one
candle. Very good. On the eighth night of Hanukkah, you light
one
candle. Right? Every single night, you light one candle. Right? That sounds pretty strange to us. We're not familiar with that, right? But that is the basic halacha. You want to be a good Jew, you light one candle. Okay? And believe it or not, there are halachas based on that. If someone doesn't have enough money, you know, for us it's a little hard to understand what that means. Someone doesn't have enough money for a candle, I mean, give me a break. If you don't have enough money for a candle, all you need is one candle, and you've fulfilled your mitzvah. One candle, and you are an excellent, good Jew. Okay? Then, the Gemara goes on and says that there's a mahadrin. Mahadrin normally means, from the word hidur, to beautify. Rashi seems to learn that it means from the word choser, to run after. People who run after mitzvos, the hey and the ches are interchangeable in Aramaic, and the dalet and the zayin are interchangeable. So the word hadar also becomes the word chazar, to run after, to go after mitzvos. So the mahajan, the guy who wants to be a little bit of a nicer Jew, okay, a more beautiful Jew, so what does he do? Ner l'kol echad v'echad. He has another candle for every person in his house. So therefore, if he has 10 people in his house, on night 1, how many candles is he going to light?
10.
On night 7, how many is he going to light?
10.
10, exactly. Every single night, he's going to light 10. No matter, because he has 10 people in his house, there's going to light one. Now, this is very interesting, guys. If he has 10 people in his house, right? First night of Hanukkah, where we said he lights 10. And then, you know, it's vacation, so 7 of them left. On the fourth night of Hanukkah, how many candles is he going to light?
Three.
This is very strimming. This is a beautiful Jew, by the way. A beautiful Jew will light 10 candles on the first night and 3 candles on the seventh night because 7 guys already left. Meaning it depends on how many people are in your house. Each person lights his own candle. We've been saying, what's so beautiful about that? I mean, you light less candles? That makes you more beautiful? What's the deal? That's a side point. We're not going to deal with that right now. Okay? But that's what the Mahadrin is. Then there's Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. The super of the super, the most beautiful Jew. So, we would have thought that Mahadrin Mahadrin is building off of level 2. Level 1 is one candle no matter what. Level 2 is one candle for every member of the house, no matter what night. Count the people in the house and that's the men you light. Level 3 is building higher than that. And what is that? What do you do? So here we have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim, yomishon madlik shmona, mikan ve'elech poches v'olich. On day 1, you light 8. And from then on, you go down 7654321. And Beis Hillel Omrim Yom Rishon Madlik Achas Mikan Ve'Elech Moshe V'Holich. On day 1, you light 1, and then you go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on the day. That's something that we're all familiar with, right? None of us ever saw anyone that lit 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I assume, right? Okay, right. So we do 1, 2, 3, 4. We're based on Beis Hillel, and it's because we are super Jews. When you go ahead, it's very interesting, when you go ahead and you light the Hanukkah candles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you are being ultra-Orthodox. Okay? You are doing something way beyond the letter of the law. The letter of the law is just one candle for the whole house. And you're going ahead and going, Mahajin, Mina Mahajin. Okay, it's very interesting. This became mainstream halacha. In the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't even tell you the option for number 1. The Mishnah Berurah discusses it. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't tell us that there's an option for one candle. It just tells you, this is what you do. Okay, Roshach, who used to be the Rosh Yeshiva Lipanovich, he has a whole explanation as to how that happened historically, that the Jewish people just took it on and that just became the mainstream. But once you learn the background, we realize, We're doing something special. We're doing Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. We are doing something above the letter of the law. Okay, 8-1 or 1-8. Fine. Now, the Gemara goes along and tells us, why would you go 1-8 or 8-1? So, Ula, Amar Ula, Pligi Batrei Amorai B'Marava. There were two Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, two Rabbi Yossis. And they had a disagreement. What's the reason between the reason behind Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Rabbi Yossi, Charam returned to Beit Shammai Kineged Yamim Nechnasim. One of them said it's compared to the days that are coming. The days that are coming. So on day one, there are 8 days left. So you light 8. That's Beit Shammai. On day two, there's 7 days left. Okay? Returned to Beit Hillel Kineged Yamim Yotzim. And Beit Hillel says, oh, 1 day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed, and that's why we go ahead and we light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Charam, okay, so that's one explanation. What's the best way to count? Do you say how many days are left, or how many days have passed? The Charam, the other Rabbi Yossi, time to Shami Kineget Pari Achad. It's like the cows of Sukkot. Okay, now there's also a side point, we're not going to talk about this now. What's the relationship between Sukkot and Chanukah? Okay, there's some serious relationships going on over there. Okay, Josh, you know it?
No, he asked that question.
That's a beautiful question, Josh, and there are hundreds of pages of literature written on that question. Excellent, excellent question. And over Chanukah, we're going to have to discuss that, okay? But there is some relationship between Chanukah and Sukkot, so you have to understand what that is. But he says that the Pari Achad, what happened was, on Sukkot, they would light. They would sacrifice a certain amount of korbanos, and the next day they would do less, and less, and less, and less, until they got to Shmini Atzeres, when they would only do one. Okay? So it went in descending order. So Beit Shammai says, just like on Sukkot, where we descend in the order, so too on Chanukah, we're going to go down. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay? Fine. Again, we have to understand what the depth behind that really is. So what's Beis Hillel going to say? The Milam Mekodesh Ve'Moridim. Beis Hillel says a rule that you always go up in holiness. You always do more. You never go down. And therefore, if you start with 8, you shouldn't do 7 the next day. In holy acts, we always try to add on. So therefore, we start with 1, then we go to 2, then we go to 3. Okay, so we have two very different explanations as to why, let's say, our custom of doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, why do we do it? Do we do it? Because we're counting how many days passed, or 1 day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed, or are we doing it because we always want to go up in Kedusha and holiness, want to add on a little more, add on a little more. Those are the two different explanations. L'chora, it doesn't really matter. Two explanations, both of them are very nice, but it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, we're going to light 1-8. Okay, it's nice to know why we do what we do, but there are no halachic ramifications to that. Okay.
You could do 8-1 if you want to.
Well, let's see. That Zaki, that was an excellent question, and we're going to get there very soon. Okay? Amar Rabba. Now, Rabba comes along, Bar Bar Chana, and Amar Yochanan, the name of Yochanan, and he says, Shnei Zakenim Hayu B'Tzidan. There were two old men in Tzidan. Echad Asa K'Beis Shammai. One of them did like Beis Shammai. And another guy did like Beis Hillel. This guy said the reason was because you descend in order because of the cows of Sukkot. That the reason to do it is because we're going up in Kedusha. Meaning, these two elderly people in Tzidan picked the second reason. Again, why does that matter? It seems superfluous. We don't need to know. We already said there were two possible reasons. We don't really care what the reasons are at the end of the day. And the Gemara felt the need to then come and tell us what these two elderly people did in Tzidan and what the reasons that they gave. Okay? That's another ha'ara, another interesting point that we have to point out over here in the Gemara. Okay. We will get back to that. Comes along the Rambam. Okay? And the Rambam says, did everyone have a chance to see the Rambam inside? The Rambam says, there are a lot of interesting points of this Rambam. I'm just going to stay on the general side of things right now. The Rambam says that the Mahajan Mina Mahajan, the third level, is going off of the second level. The second level was, again, on the first night of Hanukkah, if you have 10 people in your house, how many do you light? 10. On the second night of Hanukkah, how many do you light? 10. And on the eighth night of Hanukkah, how many do you light?
10.
That's the second level, right? The Rambam says that Mahajrin Min Mahajrin adds on to that. as the words seem to imply.
Right.
And therefore, if you have 10 people in your house, on the first night of Hanukkah, how many candles do you light?
10.
On the second night?
20.
20. On the eighth night? 80. Right? So 30 all the way to 80. Right? That's what we do. So, the Mahajim, the third level. Mahajim and Mahajim, according to the Rambam, you have 10 people in the house. Every person has their own candle, right? And every night, you add on based on the night. So you've got all the way up to 80 candles. Can you imagine what your kitchen window or your dining room, there's 80 candles going ahead and being lit over there? Fascinating.
Imagine 160, right?
Very good. Okay, so we're fine. That's what the Rambam holds. Okay, now comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says that is incorrect. That is wrong. Tosfos says you can't do that. You can't light 80 candles on the eighth night of Hanukkah. Why not? So let's see Tosfos inside. Says Tosfos, "V'mahajin min amahajin nir l'ri de'beishamay beisilal lo kaimi el aner yishu beiso." Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are only going on, kind of needs to go on, they're only going on the first level of one candle per household. Shechein yesh yoser hider de'ika hekeira. Because there it's more beautiful when there's a heker, when it's recognizable how many days of Hanukkah it is. Kishimos of the holy chomachas, whether you do like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel 1 to 8 or 8 to 1, there's something beautiful about the fact that we know it's Hanukkah 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Okay? Kineged yom ha'nichnasim lo'ayotim. Depending on the days that came in or the days that left. Aval imos ne'er l'kol echad. But if you're going to put a candle for every person in the household, and you're going to end up with 80 candles, right? Or you can have 100 candles, theoretically. Afilu yosef mikan ve'elach. Even if the first night, look, guys, think about it like this. Eshetor, right? You have 35 guys in the dorm, right? You're going to light outside. So you're going to light 35 menorahs. So you have 35 the first night. The second night, you're going to have 70, right? So he says, so we made an easy case of 10. But, you know, in a dorm, you have 35, then 70, and then 105, and 140 is 175. It's going to be going up and going up and going up. Oh, okay, that's a good point. Good point. Good point. Good point, Yaakov. Good. Good Ara. Good Ara. Yeah. So that might change things. Well, good point. Good point.
This,
exactly. So it gets very confusing. That's what Tosa's saying. Tosa's saying this is ridiculous. Wait, you're going to light all these candles. What's the point? What's the point of the third night adding on another? Like hello? Like the neighbors across the street who last year, by the way, bought the Gesher guys home baked goods on Hanukkah, you know, the window right across the entrance. Okay,
yeah,
well, that family. So
they don't like us.
Oh, not anymore. Okay,
so they're
looking at this and like, wait a second, what's going on in this dorm? You know, how many people is it? The fourth night of Hanukkah? Do they have 1,000 people in the dorm? You know, what's going on over here? It's very unclear. So it says Tosos about them osin ner lechol echad. I feel Yosef mikan ve'ilach. Even if you add on every day leka hekera, there is nothing recognizable of what day of Hanukkah she is. Baru, they'll think. They're going to think that that's the amount of people in the house. Meaning, if you light one night candle on the first night, and then two on the second night, and then three on the third night, oh, people look at it, oh, so what, it's a coincidence that there was one guy in the house the first night, the two guys in the house the second night, the three guys, no, oh, come on, it must be the lighting for the night. But when you start seeing a lot of candles, right, you're not counting this one, that one, and this one went out too early, right? You can't see anything, so it gets all confusing. And therefore, you're going to say that I just don't know what's going on. They must have a lot of big Hanukkah party tonight, and everyone's over there. That's it. So it gets all confusing. Tosfos, stay away from the Rambam. Stay away from the Rambam. And the Tosfos almost has a proof, right? Tosfos says, because the Gemara says that the idea is to know how many days have passed or how many days are left, right? So how are you going to do that if you can't tell which candle is being, how many candles are being lit? That's Tosfos' proof. To which now we have to turn to the Rambam for a minute and say, wait a minute, Rambam, isn't Tosfos right? Isn't Tosfos right?
Yeah.
Like, if the idea is to know what night of Hanukkah it is, how
it
in the world are we going to be able to figure that out?
And with 80 candles.
How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? So guys, listen to this. This is unbelievable. The Vilna Gaon, who was a Gaon, that's why he was called the Vilna Gaon, right? The Vilna Gaon has a brilliant shot. Okay? Gaon is the root of the word in English.
Genius.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, of course. The Hebrew word Gaon is the root of the English word genius, because that's what a Gaon means. He's a genius. Okay? So the Vilna Gaon had an amazing shot in the Gemara. He says, How did the Rambam know that not to do like Tosos? Because at the end of the Gemara told us that there was a story. And there were two guys in Sidon right? Two older people in Tzidon. One did like Beis Hillel. One did like Beis Shammai. One said the reason behind his thing was because of the cows going into the descending order. And the other one is because of Milam Mekodesh Ve'emarid and going up in holiness, not going down. It didn't say that the reason is how many days are left and how many days have passed. Fascinating. Why did the Gemara do that? Why did the Gemara tell us what we already told me the two reasons? Why did the Gemara tell me that there were these two older people in Sidon that went ahead and told us that the reasons are one of the two? Why did it do that? Says the Vilna Gaon, the Rambam understood that it was coming to tell us that that's the real reason. And since that's the real reason, we don't care about what day of Hanukkah it is. The first reason said we want to tell you how many days are left and how many days passed. The second reason said the reason we're going up is because we just go up in Judaism. We try to get high in Judaism. Up and up and up. That's it. We don't care what day of Hanukkah it is. So therefore, says the Rambam, yeah, we'll have 80. Everyone's going to light. We're going to have tons of candles. We keep going up and up and up and up. Ah, you don't know what day it is. Okay, that was the other opinion in the Gemara. We're not ruling like that opinion. That's why the Gemara brought this at the end to tell me that this is the real reason, and this reason has a lot of ramifications in the sense that we don't care what day of Hanukkah it is. Now, the truth is, if I ask you, who cares what day of Hanukkah it is? You know what? Do we ever hear on Pesach that the first night of Pesach we eat one piece of matzah, and the second night we eat two pieces, and three? Who cares? Sukkot. Same thing on Sukkot. Like, you shake one lulav and one esrog. The second day you should do two and three. And where did this come from? You have an 8-day holiday. They should care what is the thing. So that is a good ha'ara. The Rambam, again, according to the Rambam, at least the way the Vilna Gaon understood, we don't care. And that's the maskana of the Gemara. Yes, there was one opinion that cared about it in the Gemara, but that got rejected at the end, because otherwise, why in the world would the Gemara tell us this story at the end of the Gemara? That is the ha'ara of the Vilna Gaon, and he says that's the pshat in the Rambam. Okay, now the question is in Tosas. Well, Tosas didn't know that at the end of the Gemara. Brought that to what's going on in Tosfos. Why didn't Tosfos say that, their explanation? So it's very, very clear. This is explained by the Stipler Gaon. That's a coincidence. He's also called the Stipler Gaon. What was the Stipler Gaon's name? Anyone know? Kanievsky. Very good. Very, very good. The Stipler Gaon was a Chaim Kanievsky, who's still alive, living in Bnei Brak, finishing Shas and the entire Torah every single year. Chaim Kanievsky's father was a Stipler Gaon. Okay, Chaim Kanievsky's father is a Stipler Gaon. The Stipler Gaon has a sefer called Gilas Yaakov on all of Shas.
Wow.
Many, 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 many volumes. Okay, and he explains that Tosos understood that both opinions held that we care about what day of Hanukkah is. The only machlokas between the reasons was, why should we go up or go down? Meaning, bottom line, you have to know what time day of Hanukkah is. We have to explain why. Again, Pesach and Sukkot, we don't care what day it is. Why do we care in Hanukkah? But for some reason, we care. Now that we care, you could show me the day of Hanukkah either by going down or by going up. Right?
Yeah.
So why should we go up or down? That's the machlokes. One says that since we want to know what day of Hanukkah is, that's why we go up or why we go down. And the other one said, no, that's not enough of a reason, right? We have to give another reason why we'd go up or down. And that is based on Milam Mekodesh Ve'emaridin, want to go up in holiness, or because of the cows. Okay, whatever. Side point. Okay, now, according to that, why did the Gemara bring this story at the end of the Gemara? According to the other reason that we just said, the reason that the Gemara brought the story at the end, right, was to tell us that we don't care about what day, and that's why the Rambam was free to go and say 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 80, right? But if we actually care about what night of Hanukkah it is, and everyone agrees to that, what was the point of bringing the story at the end? So here, Zaki, this is something that you pointed out. This is the Mishnah Berurah says this in the Bir Halacha. Fascinating, fascinating thing. Fascinating. He says like this. Anytime you have machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, who do we rule like? Beis Hillel. Okay, that's a rule. Except for three times in all of Shas, the rabbis sat down and they were koveya. They set that we always paskin like Beis Hillel. Okay? So let me ask you a question. There were these two older guys in Sidon. The Gemara says. One did like Beis Shammai and one did like Beis Hillel. How could they do that? You can't do like Beis Shammai. The Gemara talks about stories of people who did like Beis Shammai. They put them into Cheirem. You can't do like Beis Shammai. So, How could the Gemara bring a story that says that one guy did like Beis Shammai and one guy did like Beis Hillel? You can't do like Beis Shammai.
Why do we still learn Beis Shammai's? Why do we even still learn about him? His teachers' opinions. If we're
good question. Good question. Good question. That's a very good question. A lot of it is to understand what Beis Hillel is saying. You know, when you contrast. You know, it brings out much more light as to what his proof is. Beis Shammai had a proof. How's Beis Hillel going to deal with that proof? Beis Shammai has a pasuk. What's Beis Hillel going to do with that pasuk? Right, to understand it. But here's worse. Here, they're practicing like Beis Shammai. You can't practice like Beis Shammai. How could that happen?
It was Beis Shammai.
No, so that doesn't say. Okay, that'd be good. You should know. You should know. You should very. It could be either Beis Shammai or one of his immediate Talmidim were able to do it. That could have been. You're right. Doesn't sound like that for the Gemara. Maybe you're right. I can't swear by this question because your answer might be correct. But assume it's not, okay? So what's the deal? So listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, says as follows. He says that maybe, hey guys, don't try this at home, okay? Maybe that which we say, that the rule is always like Beis Hillel, only applies when it's the bottom line Halacha. But when you're trying to do a Hiddur, something beyond the letter of the law, maybe there you could do like Beis Shammai.
Wow.
That which we light the candles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like we said before, that's because we're ultra orthodox. That's not the basic level. We're extremists, right? We're going beyond the letter of the law when we light 1 through 8. So on that level, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you're allowed to go 8, 7, 6, 4, 5, 3, 2, 1. Because the halacha is never set to be like Beis Hillel only when it's the exact letter of the law. You hear? Okay. So the Bir Halacha says, though, that don't try that at home. Because I didn't find anyone else that says such a thing. And therefore, as long as I've never heard anyone say such a thing, you can't rule that way. But we have found over the years many Rishonim that the Bir Halacha didn't have. There were many genizos, so you've heard of the Kairi genizos, and many different excavations that came about. We're going to a big one on Thursday. Okay, many different things that were dug up, and when they dug it up, they found full manuscripts from the times of the Rishonim explaining the Gemara. Even today, people are working very hard on publishing them. So there's a new manuscript from that time, the Ritva. Okay, we've used the Ritva in Shir. The Ritva in Maseches Shabbos, he asks this question, and he says, "What?" I don't know. No idea.
In Europe or here?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure where. There have been many Mishnayos that they've dug up recently. So they found the Ritva. That the Ritva asks this question. The Ritva says, "Why did the Gemara tell us the story?" Right. So we already had the Vilna Gaon's answer that was coming to tell me that the reason of Malim Bekodesh Ve'Moridin or Pariachad, that's the real reason, and that we don't care if you know what day of Chanukah is, right? But the Bir Halacha's answer, because it was coming to tell you that you could do like Beis Shammai if you want. Because this is only Lefnim Mishur Sadin, it's beyond the letter of the law. The Ritva asks this question, why? Why did the Gemara bring this story at the end? And the Ritva answers exactly like the Bir Halacha. He says to teach us that when it comes to Mahadrin, when it comes to doing something beyond the letter of the law, it's okay to do like Beis Shammai. That which we always pass in like Beis Hillel no matter what, that doesn't apply when it comes to Mahajan, and therefore, the Ritva says that if you want, you could light 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, can you imagine that? You see that? Now, if you would do that, I mean, don't do it. But if you would do it, you would tell them, what do you mean? I'm like Beis Shammai, and I'm like the Ritva, and the Bir Halacha, and this is mainstream Judaism, and therefore don't bother me. Yeah? Okay, but don't do it anyway. But it's an amazing thing. That which we do on our level, even though we do like Beis Hillel, there's a lot of room to say that you don't have to do like Beis Hillel because this isn't the letter of the law. And that's why it's important to keep in perspective that we are not doing the letter of the law, we're doing something that's beyond the letter of the law. Okay. Yeah.
So what's it called? The Vilna Gaon answers Tosos, right?
Yes.
So how do you answer why your Tosos asks the question?
Okay, so now let's get back to Tosos, okay?
Here we go.
So now, what is the idea, like I asked before? So Tosos says that we care about Hecker. We care about everyone knowing what night of Chanukah it is. And therefore he says, only light really one menorah. Don't light 80 candles. Right? Many poskim say, by the way, which some of you pointed out, that nowadays, even though we do light 80, or you're going to light 35 and then 70 and 105, we still are Yotzei Tosos. How are we Yotzei Tosos? Because we all have separate menorahs. Okay, in those days, they didn't have this thing called Chanukiah. Right? They didn't have these candelabras with eight branches. They ever took a candle, you stuck it into a piece of clay, and you put it there. They put another, or a cup of oil. Yeah, a cup of oil, and that's it. They didn't have these fancy, you know, things that say Haneros Halalu on it. And, right? So we all have our own menorahs. Exactly, we all have our own menorahs, and since we have our own menorahs, so on some level, it is recognizable what night of Hanukkah it is. Okay, that's not for now. That's a separate topic, which hopefully you'll deal with over Hanukkah. But Tosa's idea that we have to know what day of Hanukkah is, that is how we all brought up, right? The idea is on the news, it always says, today is the third night of Hanukkah, right? Why do we care about that? What's the idea of that? Why does it matter to us what the night, and again, Pesach we don't do it, and Sukkot we don't do it? Okay? This is a basic, I think, essentials question that you go around asking people. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know, including myself, until I saw this.
This is already according to going on, right?
This is Tosos. Again, according to Tosos, that we need to know what night of Hanukkah it is.
Right.
Right? And even us, like, we care about what night of Hanukkah is for some reason.
According to the Gondi, all opinions don't care what night of Hanukkah
is. According to the Rambam, right? According to the Rambam, we wouldn't care. Correct.
Right.
But we who do care, right? So why do we care? Who cares what night of Hanukkah it is? Who cares? Anyone want to give a crack? Crack or jack? No? Okay, the Bir Lacha says it's a good question, right? Everyone appreciate the question?
Yeesh. Then you know when to stop.
I look at the calendar. On Pesach, how do I know when to start and stop? Trust me, everyone knows when Pesach is over that they can go eat pizza. We don't have that problem. Yeah. So I'm saying, after Hanukkah, we're going to know. Everyone's going to know. Yeah.
I think the Iker about Pesach isn't like, oh, the next day happened, and then finally I can eat pizza. The Iker behind Hanukkah is that the whole point is Hanukkah is a bias. We reconsecrate the temple, and the oil lasted for 8 days. That is the whole thing of the mitzvah. That's why oil, that's the reason behind everything. The fact was it lasted one day, and it continued the next day, and the next day, and the next day. The building up of the days is the ikkar behind the whole chag. Without that, it wouldn't be it. There would be no reason to do anything. You just light one candle. Okay, there's light. There's all kinds of light.
Beautiful.
That's the whole point behind
Yaakov, that's beautiful. That is what the Bir Halacha says. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. The Chafetz Chaim says that when you light the first night of Hanukkah, okay, so you lit one candle. And you remember that there was a miracle, that there wasn't enough oil, right? And we went ahead and we found the oil and it lasted miraculously. The second night, when you light the second candle, it's not because today is the second night of Hanukkah. Just to remember that today is the second night of Hanukkah doesn't do anything for you. It's supposed to generate a feeling like, whoa, the candle's lit for two nights? Well, that's a miracle, wow. I mean, that's what one was a miracle. Two? And then you get to night three. And you light a third candle. Again, you don't care what night of Hanukkah it is, really. But the candle's lit for three nights? Wow! That's even a bigger miracle. And four? And five? And seven? And eight? It lasted for 8 nights, that little thing that I thought on the first night was a miracle? 8 nights? Whoa! That is beyond. So every day that you light the Hanukkah candle, we want to know what night it is, not so that on the news they could wish us happy fourth night of Hanukkah, right? And it's exactly like the fourth night of Pesach and the fourth night of Sukkot, but rather that the miracle lasted 4 nights. The miracle lasted 5 nights, 6 nights, 7 nights, and every time that we feel that and recognize that, we have a more of an appreciation for Hashem and the miracles. And that really, at the end of the day, is all what Hanukkah is about. It's that every day we realize that there's even more of a miracle. There's even more of a miracle. We're even more benefiting from Hashem's everyday miracles. And the more we think about one, two, three, four, it's supposed to hit us in a whole different way. The night is very important. Not because of the calendarical night. The date, we can care less about that. It's that the miracle lasted a fourth day. The miracle lasted a fifth day. And the fact that did that, it should generate within us more Hakar Satov, more Hodat Hashem, and we should be able to then appreciate and be happy about all the miracles. Very interesting. I'll close with this. Maus Tzor, anyone know the song? Okay. I doubt many people have ever paid attention to the words. I mean, besides looking at it and singing it, right? But if you pay attention to the words, each paragraph of Maos Tzor is singing a song about a previous oppression that we had from non-Jews, whether it was the Roman Empire, or the Greeks, or the Persians. That's each paragraph, like we got Haman in there. Right? It's Hanukkah, why are we talking about Haman? Right? Because people Can't wait for Purim. No, so why are we talking about all these old miracles that happened to us in the Maoz Tzur? It's an interesting question, right? So the answer is that any time a person recognizes that Hashem did something for them, it gives them a heightened level of appreciation for everything that happened in the past. It starts to remember, oh yeah, and Hashem did that for me, and He did that for me, and He did that for me. Right? We forget. After a while, we just, yeah, okay, how did I get here today? I got here. Move on. Right? We forget about the past. We forget about different steps that maybe built us to get here. Right? But the miracle of Hanukkah, when you start to say, oh wow, it's one night. Oh wow, it's two nights. Oh wow, it's three nights. Oh wow. All of a sudden, wait a minute, you know? Everything in my life was full of miracles. And I got saved from the Persians, and I got saved from the Greeks, and I, you know, came to Israel, and the fact that we have a land here, we got killed by the Nazis, we would come here, and like, wow, I'm learning in Israel, and I'm learning opposite the culture, and whoa, boom. It just got to more and more, almost becomes overwhelming after a while. Wow. I benefited so much from Hashem. All these amazing things that are going on in my life. But it's only if we appreciate the second night, and the third night, and the fourth night, that every single day was more of a miracle. And that's the hashkafa behind this. So just to sum it up again, from the beginning, we have three stages in the Gemara. Basic level is that one night of Hanukkah, every night of Hanukkah you light one candle no matter how many people are in the house. Second level of Hanukkah is that you light, depending on the amount of people in your house. If it's 10 people in the house, first night 10, second night 10, third night 10, fourth night 10. The third level is machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it goes off the first level, and you have, again, only one per family. Doesn't matter if you have 10 people. You light one the first night, two the second night, three in the third night, fourth night. The reason being because we want to let everyone know what night of Hanukkah it is. Why do we want to know what night of Hanukkah it is? Because they want to appreciate the additional miracle that happened every single day. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that on the first night you light 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, depending on the people in the amount of the house, every guy adds on another candle. Why does the Rambam do that? Don't we care about what night of Hanukkah it is? The way the Vilna Gaon understands, other explanations of the Rambam, the way the Vilna Gaon understands, the reason is because the Gemara at the end told us that the reason to be Sham V'Silel is not because of the days coming in and the days coming out, but rather it's because of the idea of going up in Kodesh Malam, the Kodesh Reim Aridin, or Kneged, the Pariachag, the cows of Sukkahs that went in a descending order. And therefore, since those things have absolutely nothing to do with knowing what night of Hanukkah it is, therefore the Rambam was at liberty to say that we don't care what night of Hanukkah it is, and therefore we can light 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, and 80. And that's how the Rambam paskins. That's how we paskin also, kind of. It's a little bit of machlokas, how we paskin. The difference, big difference between Ashkenazim and the Sephardim, believe it or not. We're not going to discuss that right now. And hopefully this will be a good foundation for us to now build off a lot of other Divrei Torah for Hanukkah coming up.